Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're off to the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig, where Annalise Dressel joins us on this blast of sunshine coming in my window at the moment. It'll be sunny afternoon. Good afternoon to you, Annalise.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
And you are very welcome. Okay, questions coming in. Oh, firstly, there was one, if I can get to another, there was a lot came in earlier on, if I can find this question, because from Martin to say, hi, Patricia, would you please ask Annalise, what is officially a balanced diet? We hear so often about balanced diets, but what exactly is a balanced diet?
Yeah, well, a balanced diet, I suppose, contains exactly enough of all of the proteins, carbohydrates and fats that your body needs to do its job, stay healthy, support its immune system without putting on weight, and then all the vitamins and minerals for the same reason, you know, for the said that your body needs for the same thing. The difficult thing, I suppose, Patricia, is that there is a kind of what they call an RDA, which is the recommended daily allowance for vitamins and minerals for people. But some people need more than others. You might need more than one of your B vitamins, for example, and magnesium if you're going through a very stressful and busy time. You might need more vitamin B12 because you're very poor at absorbing. You might need more calcium because you're on a stomach tablet that's blocking your absorption of calcium. So it is a personal thing, really, a balanced diet. But if people want to know what the best diet to follow is, just Google the Mediterranean diet and follow that as closely as possible, because time and time again, it comes up in all of the studies that the Mediterranean diet is best for heart health, to prevent asthma, to prevent Alzheimer's, to prevent allergies. And it is a kind of an enjoyable diet with huge variety as well. So that would probably, if you just follow the Mediterranean diet, you should be getting all the nutrients you need in the right amount. And that's a balanced diet then.
OK, Carmel wants to know, what is the best supplement to take for bone density?
So that's a very good question, actually, Patricia. And I had a lady ring in as well about this, who had been taking a bone support supplement, but her DEXA scan score was still poor. So even though she was taking a supplement, it didn't work for her. So bone density, we build our bones really up until the age of about 21, 22. So our nutrition and exercise throughout our younger years are very important, because that's what builds up the density of our bone. And then throughout the rest of our lives, our bones are kind of losing calcium and putting new calcium down. So basically they're kind of remodeling themselves. I think every 7 years, the bone has been completely remodeled. So for some people that might be vitamin D deficient, calcium deficient, if they're not doing exercise, if they've got a very acidic diet, which is a very high meat, kind of high sugar diet, if they don't do weight-bearing exercise, you can develop osteoporosis. And women, especially after menopause, because estrogen has a protective effect, are much more inclined to develop osteoporosis. So a good bone supplement should have things in there like calcium, but not a huge amount, because I believe that calcium is easy to get from the diet, and if you have too much, it can increase your risk of heart disease. So a nice amount of calcium, but also magnesium, boron, a little bit of vitamin C. Vitamin K2 is very important to get the calcium onto your bone. And then the type of calcium can make a difference as well. So you're looking for something that's either calcium citrate or calcium that's coming from like algae is a very easily absorbed one. You also need to do weight-bearing exercise. And if you're on a stomach tablet, you probably need to take your calcium support, bone support, well away from it, because it does affect your ability to absorb calcium from your diet. And if you're still not building healthy bone, there's definitely something else going on. Generally, I think it's an issue with absorption for people personally, Patricia.
Okay, here's one I had to Google because I didn't know what it was. Question for Aunt Elise. Any vitamins to take after a vasovagal reaction following a blood donation? The person faints after giving blood.
Oh, okay.
Never heard of that before. It's called vasovagal.
It
occurs when you faint because your body overreacts to certain triggers such as the sight of blood or extreme emotional distress.
Yeah, well, I think probably, I've definitely heard people fainting or feeling queasy or faint at the sight of blood for sure, Patricia, but I never knew the name for it.
Yeah.
So look, I think if you want to give blood and that's going to happen, maybe taking something before you go in to make you feel a bit calmer would help, like L-theanine or the cannabis oil. They shouldn't affect the blood either, you know, the quality of the blood that you're giving. I think afterwards it's just probably very important to hydrate yourself. And I know caffeine is very good to take, which is why they say the sweet cup of tea, because caffeine would help sort of increase your heart rate slightly. So it would pump the blood back around the organs again and kind of, you know, give them a fresh flow of blood to re-nourish them after being knocked out. So that's all I can think of, but I don't think there's any magic answer to stop it from happening, and there's nothing much
I think because obviously we're encouraging people to give blood because blood donation, as the stocks are gone low, but perhaps say it the next time, and you know, because the staff there are fantastic at the blood donor clinics.
Absolutely, and maybe just stay on the bed a little bit longer afterwards too. Don't get up.
Okay, hi. I wondered, would Annalise have any cure for tendinitis, and also what is the cause of it?
Okay, so tendinitis, anything itis, Patricia, is inflammation. So tendinitis is inflammation of the tendons, and it can be excruciatingly painful. Some people would get it in their shoulders, like that's kind of part of the whole frozen shoulder thing. And the tendons actually help attach our muscles to our bones. So, you know, any time that you need to move your arm and the tendon is pulling, if it's inflamed, it will be very painful. So the normal thing to do is a natural anti-inflammatory approach. You could take things like turmeric and boswellia are generally very good. There is a homeopathic remedy that can work very well for some people, and it's called it's called Rutagrav, R-U-T-A-G-R-A-V. And for some people it works brilliantly, but unfortunately some people it doesn't work at all. And it does take time to heal. It's often as a result of an injury or maybe from repetitive strain. So a lot of people who play a lot of sports, like say tennis now, for example, would end up with frozen shoulder, or it can happen in the knees or the legs, or anywhere really. So it's generally as a result of an old injury, Patricia. So ice, keep icing it all the time, because icing is always good for swelling and inflammation. It brings down the heat. And you could use a rub. The Pernaton, P-E-R-N-A-T-O-N, is a very nice rub. And sometimes people might get a bit of relief as well from a magnesium gel rub, because the muscles sometimes can spasm around the pain of the tendon.
Okay, Greta wants to know, at night, Greta says, one of my feet boiling hot in bed to the extent that it keeps me awake. I have to have it outside of the duvet. Any advice, please? But it's only one foot.
Yeah, it's an unusual one, Patricia. And actually, it's kind of a mystery, really, the burning foot thing, because so many, it's like a lot of women have it, especially around menopause, but actually a lot of men get this as well. So I don't know, is there like, is it necessarily a hormonal link? And the fact that it's one foot is very strange as well. So like sometimes it could be a side effect of medication. So I'm not sure if your listener is on any medication, but I have noticed maybe sometimes a blood pressure tablet could, you know, if you've changed your blood pressure tablet, be a result of that. Taking magnesium can help, but I'd say the best thing to do is probably use one of those cooling foot gels. I know that Walida do a lovely kind of a peppermint cooling one, and also Pure Essentials is a French brand that you'll find in health stores, and they do a kind of a spray that freezes, which is fantastic for kind of muscle pain, but would do really well for the hot foot here as well.
Okay, next question in is, hi Annalise, what treatment would you suggest for nerve damage in my leg? It's from a Mill Street listener. Don't know what's causing the nerve damage.
So, yes, and I suppose it's a difficult one really, Patricia. If it's damaged nerve because it's been cut during surgery, I'm afraid there is very little that can be done for that. Because if it's been cut, there's, you know, that's where the problem lies. A lot of people would have nerve damage and inflammation after shingles, so it could be that. I suppose, again, it's kind of a natural anti-inflammatory approach. So those natural anti-inflammatories like turmeric and boswellia sometimes can be of help. But there is a homeopathic remedy called Hypericum, and it's spelled H-Y-P-E-R, hyper, I-C-U-M, Hypericum. And that is for damaged nerves and inflamed nerves. So that's worth trying for sure. And again, if it is a result of injury or if it's as a result of shingle, that will do the same job for both.
Okay, a listener says, any advice, please? I've started to notice just over the last few nights, my tummy rumbling when I'm in bed. And it never happened before. What's going on? What would cause tummy to start rumbling?
Well, a tummy rumbles for various different reasons. Like, we don't realise it, but like your stomach is like a kind of a churning device, Patricia. So when you eat, your stomach actually has to contract and relax really, really roughly in order to mechanically help to break up the food that you've eaten, especially if you haven't chewed very well. So your stomach can rumble when it's doing that. It can rumble when you're, excreting the digestive juices into your stomach, which would be before you eat. When you smell food, that starts happening. Some people would have a huge amount of gurgling after they've eaten, so that's obviously the process of digestion. And then if your stomach is rumbling like that, maybe when it's empty, possibly eating something might help. Or maybe it's a little bit of acid being released into your stomach when it shouldn't be. So taking something like, if you want to go down the medical route, Gaviscon or Rennie's before you go to bed. Or if you want to go down the natural route, something like slippery elm. But if you get any heartburn with it, it's definitely the acid thing. So the slippery elm in that case would help.
Okay, and very finally, a quick question for Annalise. Does Annalise do food intolerance tests?
I do, and the ones I do, Patricia, are blood tests because I like the science of it. I've done them myself with different companies and they really come back with the same results, so I know they're accurate. A blood result is actually looking for an immune response, so it's not like a full-blown allergic reaction immune response, but it still is immune response. So generally people would do it for stomach issues, for skin issues, for migraines would be a very common one as well. And they are generally very accurate. And people get a good result if that's what the problem is.
Okay, and just a very final one has come in. Would you have any suggestions to recommend how to remove brown stains from teeth?
Unfortunately, you'll have to probably go to your dentist because now you can take natural white toothpaste and charcoal would be the most typical remedy used because it's quite abrasive. But I'm always worried about anything too abrasive on my teeth, Patricia, because the more you take off the enamel, the quicker it is to stain again. So there used to be something called White Smile, which was a fairly natural tooth product. I think it's still for sale. And it comes, it's by two Irish girls. And you basically put the strip on your tooth and you use the blue light, and that can whiten your teeth. But if it's actually tartar that has stained, it needs to be scraped off.
Yeah, it needs to go to the dentist. You need to go to the dentist. Okay. All right, listen, have a great week. We won't chat to you next week because we've got our bank holiday, our St. Bridget's Day bank holiday.
Did you forget about that.
The amount of people that are going to turn up for work next Monday is going to be great. Listen, enjoy that, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time. Take care. That is Annalise Giselle of the Health Hub Times Square in Ballincollig.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.